This is Danny Nazvetarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On July 17th, the City of New Westminster received $3.96 million in funding from Metro Vancouver's transportation agency, TransLink, to fund transportation improvement projects throughout the city. According to the city's communications team, the improvements that this funding will go towards are aligned with New Westminster's Master Transportation Plan, as well as several of the city's goals regarding climate action. This includes increasing the number of trips taken through sustainable modes of transportation and reallocating road space to sustainable transportation and public spaces. To learn more about the specifics of what this transportation funding will be going towards, CJSF reached out to Mike Anderson, the manager of transportation for New Westminster. During our conversation, Anderson listed the various streams of funding that will be contributing to the city's transportation infrastructure, starting with buses.
It's a combination, really. So as I mentioned before, TransLink has different streams of funding. So there is a program for bus speed and reliability infrastructure. So any improvements we make that can help buses get through the city more reliably and in some cases faster. So we've completed a study a few years ago about transit in the city and where buses in particular get caught up in congestion. And so we look at ways that we can reduce delay for transit.
Anderson then went on to detail another area that this funding will be going towards: research on how to alleviate bus delays in certain busier areas of New Westminster.
We're also working on studies at both ends of the Queensborough Bridge. And although the Queensborough Bridge is provincial infrastructure and jurisdiction, we are working with TransLink and the Ministry of Transportation to see what we can do to improve bus movements on and off the bridges, because especially getting on the bridge, buses experience a lot of delays. So the TransLink funding is helping that, so fund those studies.
Next, he touched on funding towards walking and cycling infrastructure.
Another stream of funding is for walking infrastructure, especially where we can improve walking infrastructure to transit. And so TransLink funds projects that improve walking infrastructure that connects in particular to the more frequent transit network. And then the other stream of funding is for cycling projects. And so we have an active transportation network plan to build out 26 cycling routes across the city quite ambitiously in the next 5 years. And so TransLink funds cycling network improvements as well. So
by the end of our conversation, it became clear that this funding would be going towards improvements for public transit, cycling infrastructure, and overall walkability in New Westminster. We asked Anderson if there were any concerns from those that rely on personal vehicles that still needed to be considered in the city's transportation plan. This was his response.
That's a good question. New Westminster's transportation policy definitely prioritizes walking, cycling, and transit. It's clearly outlined in our transportation plan as our priority modes of transportation, recognizing that still about somewhat over 50% of people in New Westminster use a car to get around. So we tend not to do things that a lot of things that reduce capacity for cars. We are focused on making improvements for those people on foot and bike, particularly safety improvements, as you noted. We can't build our way out of traffic congestion, unfortunately. Nobody's been able to do that. And so while we can make things somewhat more efficient, the reality is that, we can't We can't accommodate more cars on our roads than are really already there today without significant impacts and significant costs. The cost to, for example, widen a road it's extremely high and beyond the capacity of a lot of municipalities to afford anymore. So we really do have to focus our investments on in transit and walking and cycling. So we're not trying to make it. Not necessarily trying to make it more difficult to get around by car. We're doing, making changes to make it easier to get around on foot, bike, and transit. We absolutely know that some people continue to get around by car, and we'll always do that. That's their choice. At this point, we're sort of beyond the point where we can afford to build our way out of. To try to build our way out of congestion, it's just not feasible.
Once again, that was our interview with Mike Anderson, the manager of transportation for the city of New Westminster, where he discussed where the city's recently received $3.96 million from TransLink would be going towards in order to improve transportation infrastructure within New Westminster. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.